broadcasting live. It's the WDKX Jam Squad.
And this is Rain, and we are out and about town. This is WDKX Jam Squad, and we're broadcasting live from the Convention Center. And I have a couple of very special guests that are going to tell you why we're down here and why this is, today is so important. Tom, how you doing, Tom?
Good. I'm Tom Batley. I'm the Executive Director of New York Photonics. So down here at the Convention Center this week is SPIE OptiFab. And OptiFab is an international conference, brings people from around the world. They're presenting technical papers about manufacturing specialty optics, machine tools that make optics. But what all of these companies share and what they're talking about downstairs right now at the plenary talk is the shortage of people that we need in this industry. Right now, Alexis Vogt from MCC, the professor from MCC, is downstairs talking about your precious optical engineers are increasingly disabled by a shortage of technicians. So what we need to do is create more technicians. And these technicians start out at good money, and I know technicians today that are making six figures. So we have high schools in the region who are teaching people how to manufacture precision optics, and that's why I'm here with Paul Eckert from East High.
How you doing, Paul?
Excellent. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, you were telling me some interesting things because not only do you teach, but you actually had to experience what you're teaching hands-on.
Yeah, so this summer I worked for a company called Optimax in Ontario, New York, just outside of Webster. And funny story is, I'm also a teacher at East High School, and a couple of kids that I taught with were on their first day of work, and I walk in to fill out some paperwork for my first day of work, and my former students see me, and they're like, "Hey, Mr. Eckert, how you doing?" I'm like, "Hey, I'm here to work with you guys." So I was their teacher a week ago, and that day when I walked in, I was their coworker, and I'm just gaining industry experience to educate the youth in Rochester so that way they can get out of high school and start a career, not a job, a career in the optics industry that will provide them benefits and a new opportunity for their families to really make something for themselves. And not a lot of kids can say that out of high school that they're starting a career full-time with benefits, but a lot of East High kids, if they like the work, we have opportunities for them and they can go right into a career from day one.
Awesome. WDKX Jam Squad, Boston Live, Tariq in sight. I'll be back with you. I'm going to go check out some of this cool machinery.
WDKX Jam Squad. WDKX Jam Squad. Riding with Henderson. Henderson Ford. Webster.
This is Rain from the WDKX Wake Up Club, and we are downtown broadcasting live from the Convention Center at OptiFab, and I have one of the teachers from East High School, and he's actually going to explain to you a little bit about the program that they have there for optics, and Paul Eckert is back with us. Paul, what is the program called, and if I'm a student or a parent listening and I want to get my kid into this program, what would I need to do?
Hi, yeah, you'd have to get to East High School. East High, we have the only lab in the country at the high school level that provides students this opportunity. This work is unique in that you're working with your hands. If you're okay getting a little dirty and being in a machine shop setting, it's a really unique opportunity. Not only that, but we want to get kids exposure because I started working this program about 5 years ago, and I didn't even know it existed. I didn't know what precision optics was to the Rochester area, but it's actually a $3 billion industry, and the jobs are just there for our kids, for our families, if they want to seek those opportunities.
Now, you were telling me that this industry is male-dominated, and as I'm standing here watching the people come in, I do see a lot of guys and very few women. So you want to get women interested into this program. One, let's talk about the money. Starting off, if I'm a student and I complete the program and I get into the workforce and want this as my career, what would I start off making?
Yeah, so you're actually starting off making a pretty decent living. I'd say a little over $30,000 a year. But the benefits that would come along with that, healthcare, retirement benefits, the company that I worked for, OptiMax, they have a profit sharing system in which they give back to their employees. Now, when I was working at OptiMax, same thing, 90%, I would say, of people, technicians working on the floor were males. But what I will tell you as a teacher is that girls are a little bit better at their age, working with their hands and actually working with glass. There's an artistic side to it. They're more careful, they're more precise. So if I have a class of 16, I probably only have three, maybe four girls in my class, but they're usually the more advanced ones and I can have them do more than one task at a time. Whereas boys, they got a little bit more energy and they're a little tougher. You got to sort of rein them in, right? Yeah.
103.9 WDKX broadcasting live from downtown convention center at OptiFab.